Kayla Nugent's buzzing phone didn't surprise her, but she hadn't expected it this soon. Moments passed before she picked it up. Edward Harkin's voice on the other end also didn't surprise her. His words did. "Taylor McMaster wants to see you in his office in 10 minutes. The phone died with a click. No other words. Short, simple, and to the point. The end of the conversation and her career. She hadn't known what to expect, but hadn't thought she'd get the death penalty. In a fog, she rose from her chair, crossed her arms, and stared at the picture of her father on her desk. She fought back tears. She failed her father as a daughter and now as an attorney. She touched the decent trial transcript, but didn't bother to open it. She'd read it over and knew it word for word. "Might as well get it over with," she said to an empty office. When she opened her door, silence greeted her. The third floor of the building, usually a hub of noise, conversations, clicking computers, and ringing phones, held a vigil in her honor. Everyone knew about it before she received the call. This kind of news spread through the office like grass fire during a drought. Sarah Jane, Kayla's administrative assistant, wiped her tears and averted her gaze. Kayla didn't stop to say anything to her or anyone else. She trudged to the elevator and hit the top button floor. The door shut and a low whine carried her upward. Once before, she'd taken this trip, 8 years before when she interviewed for her job. In the 8 years she'd worked for the law firm McMaster Sullivan in Bedford, four attorneys had made this trip twice. All four had a brief visit to the sixth floor, then returned to clean out their offices. Taylor McMaster, the firm's CEO, only encountered the attorneys on two occasions, hiring them and firing them.